Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
Well, just at halftime, we came in. Jay kind of told me, hey, just kind of get ready. You know, I'm not sure right now the status of my injury, and just get ready to go out and play in the second half. So from that standpoint on, you know, coaches came out and said, you're in, let's roll. No, not right out back. You know, Jay's a tough guy. You know, he's a tough guy, and I think he tried to keep fighting through it, and unfortunately, you know, he wasn't able to keep going. And, you know, you just try to make the smart decision and do the right thing at this standpoint in the season. Well, you know, it's tough. You know, it's tough when you're sitting on the sideline. It's not like we're playing against the 31st ranked defense or anything. You know, it's a tremendous football team on that side. They was doing some good things, taking away the deep balls. You know, we tried to dump some off to try to keep us on schedule. And, you know, coming in, you know, off the bench, the one thing I wanted to do is try to get into a rhythm. At the same time, make sure I try to keep our team in a good position, you know, to score, but not get our defense anything. And just try to read my keys and do what I do, you know, best for us during the week, just trying to, you know, when I'm standing back, just watching. You know, you don't get into reps during the week, so, you know, you have to get a lot of mental reps. So I was trying to, you know, just use some of the things I learned during the week and apply them. You know, it's a wet game. You know, it's a wet game. You know, the ball is wet. You know, you try to do the best you can to control the ball. And at that time, you know, our defense was playing really well. And I just feel like we could continue to get into a rhythm and move the ball well and not get our defense anything. You know, we had a chance to still win that football game. But, you know, we got to give credit what credit is due. You know, their defense, you know, held up. They held tight. And, you know, they did a good job of, you know, keeping us from putting the ball down the field. Yeah, the whole time I'm wanting to get the ball down the field. You know, they was kind of taking that away. One time I wanted to go to B, and, you know, it was a collision. And so I had tried to dump the ball off right there. But at the same time, you know, it just, you know, we try to stretch the field as much as possible. You know, but you can't just force anything. And, you know, at that standpoint, we're still in the football game. Yeah, definitely. You know, it's just tough. You know, that tonight was my first reps, you know, since the season started. So, you know, if I have to play, of course, you know, during the week when you get those practice reps and you get a chance to get the guys used to you, get used to me as the, you know, as a quarterback until Jay's ready. And, you know, that's something we have all week to get ready for, you know, and not have to work that out through the middle of a game.
You know, it's tough when you lose your starting quarterback, but there's no excuses. You know, Jason Campbell's more than capable. I think he came in and did an amazing job. I think it falls on us in that moment, you know, to make the play. So I think we let Jason down and, you know, let the team down, you know. So we'll get back to the table and try to prepare for San Francisco and be better next week. Well, I mean, this is the type of ball game you expect, you know, with the elements and also playing against the Texans. This is a team that's a contender. So we were expecting this type of ball game. I think the offense started off pretty good. We just had a few fumbles. And myself, you know, I didn't make that play in the end zone. I let the team down. So, you know, I take full responsibility for, you know, sputtering a little bit in the first half. But I thought we moved the ball really well and had an opportunity at really – you know, putting our team in position to be successful. But on offense, we let the team down with some fumbles early and a drop ball by myself in the end zone. So I have to be better, and that won't happen again. Yeah, I mean, he's one of the best corners in the league. You know, I didn't get a chance to talk to him after the game, but he did a great job. It was it was one of those fights that you expect to have in this type of game. You know, they let us play a little bit today. He's a good corner. He's a good corner. He's playing in a good defense. And, you know, hopefully we get a chance to see him down the road. Looking forward to the matchup again. Again, you know, not only did he make an amazing throw, he also that was a check. You know, so he called that. He saw something he liked and got us in the right position. So he knew we needed a play, and he wanted to, you know, put it up and see if I can make a play for him. And, you know, I happened to do it on that one. Just the bad thing, we just didn't get enough of him tonight. No, Jay will, you know, help first, you know, but, you know, when we get a chance to get Jay back, we will. So in the meantime, we have Jason Campbell. You never want to lose anybody, you know, especially your starting quarterback. He's our leader. He's our heart and soul of our offense. So we definitely want him to have a quick, speedy recovery. But in the meantime, Jason Campbell's more than capable. There was no heads held down when Jay was down. There was no, you know, complaining. You know, we understand what we have. We have a starting quarterback and a backup. So we're fortunate to have him. And, you know, there's going to be no drop-off in our offense.
Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.